Well, the U.S. spying on allies is one issue on the table in Washington this week, as Tom just said. Raking top government officials over the coals for the botched rollout of the healthcare.gov website is another. And lawmakers will resume budget talks after the government shutdown. They've got a lot to do and not a lot of time to do it in. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving is here to set the table for the week for us. Ron, you just heard Tom Gelton. What political damage do you see resulting from the U.S. spying on allies?
There are lots of different potentials for political damage here, Robin. You have the international political damage that clearly has been done because, at the very least, we have embarrassed some of our allies, top political leaders, with these revelations. Whatever they may have known, whatever information the U.S. might have shared about any of this surveillance, it is embarrassing to them to have it come out in this fashion in newspapers in their own countries and having their own people asking what kind of disrespect it shows for them as German citizens, as Spanish citizens and so on, French citizens. That's one kind of political damage. And there's another kind of political damage that the president has clearly suffered in the United States among constituencies that usually would be seen as being somewhat more friendly to President Obama than the ones who are most critical of him most of the time. And I'm talking here about libertarian, civil libertarian people who are generally speaking on the left. Glenn Greenwald, the person who is largely responsible for Edward Snowden being famous, that is a person of the left. He is someone who has been a strong political advocate on the other side. So this is not usually the direction from which we hear the president criticized.
Yeah, well, he's got that. And then, of course, the criticism about the rollout of his health care plan. And it was probably inevitable that Health Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was caricatured on Saturday Night Live in a sketch about the Affordable Care Act website rollout. Let's listen.
And if our site keeps freezing, we've also provided links to other helpful websites, such as kayak.com, where you can purchase airline tickets to Canada and buy cheaper prescription drugs.
Funny, but not so funny, of course, to people trying to get online. Ron, another website problem was discovered yesterday, this time with the software that verifies applicant information. That problem halted enrollment in all 50 states for a while. Sebelius testifies before Congress on Wednesday. How do you think it's going to go?
Well, Kathleen Sebelius knows now what it means to really make it in America, to be satirized with that length of time on Saturday Night Live. This is obviously going to be a difficult week for the secretary, and it didn't get any easier, as you say, when a big unit of Verizon, obviously a private contractor, hardware and software company, was not able to handle the traffic on all of these sites over the weekend and had a meltdown. How long that's going to last is not really clear. One assumes that that will get back up and running, as the telephone company generally does. One assumes also that over the next weeks, we've been given a 4 to 5 week time frame by the administration, by the special person they put in charge of straightening all this out, Jeffrey Zients. And we presume that over that period of time, the system will be made to work more smoothly, as he says. But the damage to some degree has already been done in the image, and we saw this in the Saturday Night Live parody, of the image of Obamacare being in some sense or another a stumbling, bumbling kind of program based on this one public impression made by one part of the overall Affordable Care Act, the healthcare.gov website.
Yeah, well, supporters are saying that in months from now, when everything's fixed, this will all be forgotten as fights over the rollout of Medicare or Medicare Part D were forgotten. You'd have to have a crystal ball, but I'll ask you anyway, what's your sense?
You know, in Massachusetts there, you had an experience in recent years with what came to be called Romney Care. And initially, that was not very attractive to people, and they had trouble on the website, and it was all rather stumbling in the beginning. But something like a handful of people signed up in the first month and 36,000 in the month before the deadline actually kicked in and the penalty kicked in. And eventually, that program became something of a model for the entire country. Something of that scenario could play out again here, not predicting it, but just saying that Massachusetts, again, is an example.
Yeah. Meanwhile, short-term fiscal deadlines approaching on January 15th. Funding, once again, runs out for federal spending. The next round of sequester cuts takes effect. Budget negotiations start Wednesday between House Budget Committee Chair, the Republican Paul Ryan, and the Senate Budget Committee Chair, the Democrat Patty Murray. So remind us, is funding for the Affordable Care Act anywhere on this table as a negotiating chip?
would not expect it to be, would not encourage you to think that we're going to go down the same road we went down in October. I don't believe that the Republican Party sees that on the whole as a success, although there are parts of the Republican Party who feel that it was beneficial to them to go to the mat over the Obamacare issue then. I don't think it'll be the case in January. I think we're going to be negotiating on the other foot and that the Affordable Care Act will not be the focus. On the other foot, we'll be looking at sequester. A lot of Republicans don't like sequester. Most all the Democrats don't like sequester. There's a chance that that could be a kind of guide down the path towards a larger deal, but it would not necessarily be a grand bargain. If you look at the people who are involved in this budget conference you just mentioned, Paul Ryan, Patty Murray, they are not likely to give up on the big issues that matter to their parties.
And by the way, Ron, it was a question we had here. Republicans have been calling for cuts, so why are they not in favor of the sequester?
Well, they're not in favor of the sequester primarily because of the way it bites into the military. And the military and all the people who support the military within the government, and that includes lots of legislators and lots of people at the Pentagon, feel that the sequester is disproportionately and unfairly biting into our military capacity for the future.
Yeah. Meanwhile, also this week, the Farm Bill returns to the congressional agenda, fights there over the food stamp program, which is in the bill, and how to reform subsidies. So a lot to do this week and not a lot of time to do it. The House finishes its work week Wednesday.
That's right. This conference committee is probably going to be primarily conducted in private. There is a difference between $4 billion in cuts on one side, $40 billion in cuts on the other. That's a big gap to bridge.
Yeah, and lawmakers out until November 12th, so a little time to do it. Ron Elving, senior Washington editor for NPR, now you're ready for your week. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Robin.